Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, March 17. A strong earthquake has rocked Japan's northeast coast, killing 2 people and injuring more than 100 others. The tremor off the coast of Fukushima registered a magnitude of 7.3 on the Richter scale and as high as a 6+ on the Japanese shaking intensity scale in some areas, too strong for some people to stand, according to local media. The region was devastated by a powerful quake and tsunami 11 years ago that resulted in a nuclear power plant meltdown. Millions have been left without power while a tsunami warning has been cancelled. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake hit around 11:36 p.m. Wednesday night local time at a depth of 60 kilometres below the sea. Japan's Prime Minister said the government was working to assess the extent of the damage after the quake. The Japanese encephalitis virus has been detected at a second piggery in Queensland after a human case emerged in the state last month. Biosecurity Queensland hasn't revealed the location of the facility, but says it is working with the industry and providing advice on preventative measures and signs to look for. Australia has 18 confirmed cases of Japanese encephalitis virus in humans, 6 in New South Wales, 7 in Victoria, 4 in South Australia and 1 in Queensland. The virus is spread by mosquitoes and can infect animals and humans, however it can't be spread from person to person or by eating animal products. Around 99% of cases are asymptomatic, but some people may experience fever and headache. So far, 2 people have died in Australia. And New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has announced his wife has given birth to a healthy baby girl named Celeste Grace. It's the couple's 7th child and 6th daughter. Perrottet made the announcement on social media this morning with a photo and the line, "Here she is." And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.